Good morning, I'm Sheila Cast. We're on the record. Tired of scrolling through title after title on your streaming service, only to give up and watch something you've already seen? Bored with the endless cycle of superhero blockbusters and remakes at the movie theater? Beyond Video is here to help. The nonprofit revives the movie rental shops of yesteryear with a curated collection of documentaries, cult classics, foreign and independent films, many that simply aren't available online. Instead of an algorithm pushing a selection your way, volunteers are ready to talk about what you're looking for and make recommendations. With me is a volunteer with the Baltimore Video Collection, which fundraised for and founded Beyond Video, Eric Hatch, music and film critic and former director of programming for the Maryland Film Festival. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Where did the idea for Beyond Video come from?
Well, the genesis of it was when a bunch of former Video American employees and customers got word that that sort of beloved institution in town was going to close down. For those of you who don't remember or weren't around, Video American was the sort of institution that was on Cold Spring Lane and also had a Charles Village location. You can see it in John Waters' film Serial Mom. And it just was emblematic of the special place that video stores could be as far as the conversations, the collection, the browsing of you know, thousands of titles from all over the world. So when we heard that Video American was planning to close down...
And that was in 2014, right?
Yes. I mean, it's been about 5 years that we've been working on this project in various forms. When we got that word, we, you know, what can we do? And initially, we had hoped to maybe literally take over Video American and keep it alive, or at least acquire the collection and move it to another location. But, you know, we were working with slim resources on little time, and that didn't work out. So since then, what we've been doing is trying to sort of recreate that dream of the great Baltimore video store. And we started crowdsourcing from our own collections and friends' collections.
Crowdsourcing films.
Yeah, quite literally DVDs, Blu-rays, and even videotapes that we knew we wanted the community to have access to. And with the mind to find a sympathetic landlord and open up on a nonprofit basis a sort of new iteration of the old video store.
So how many films are in Beyond Video's collection?
Right now there's over 10,000 unique titles.
Wow.
Which, you know, is approaching the number you would have found at a real specialty shop like Video American back the day, and is about three times as many as you would have found at a Blockbuster.
And so you fundraised for those. You said you crowdsourced. I mean, where did they come from?
Almost all of them were donated. The crowdsourcing we did for money was on Kickstarter for the sum of $30,000, and that was largely nuts and bolts startup costs, like the getting the space ready, building the shelves, acquiring hardware. Whereas the collections, a lot of people were very happy knowing that there would be a video store they could access to just give us hundreds of movies. And as we started assembling a collection, then we started taking note of what titles we don't own yet, what titles we felt like we couldn't have a video store without. And one of the beautiful things of the internet, not always a beautiful place, but we were able to create a document that listed everything we need that we had identified. And people from all over the world literally started sending us one by one, or sometimes 100 at a time, titles that we needed.
So I just need to pause a second.
Sure.
To ponder what the brain is, the background that brain needs to have to know what's missing, what videos you need to have to be
sure.
A respectable video store. How did you know?
Well, almost all of us in the collective worked at Video American at some point, and I think everyone who's worked at a great video store considers it essentially their film school. Video American had a large room, as we do now, that's organized by director. So, you know, from Alfred Hitchcock to Claire Denis today, you would have their whole body of work right there on a shelf bumping up against alphabetically other people. And, you know, almost like you would browse a bookstore. You start thinking about authorship and eras. And basically, that was my film school. And I can still sort of see the old Video American director's wall in my head. And I'm sure my colleagues would agree. And we've just been rebuilding that brick by brick.
Why have we not talked about that people can find there?
Most people, if they're on Netflix, for instance, as their primary source, you're kind of stuck in a circular loop of them showing you their own content, some of which is great and some of which maybe isn't. And the great thing about a video store is, you know, once we have the disc, if the rights holder changes or, you know, Netflix collapses, we've still got it for you. So there are very few films from before 1970 on Netflix. There are very few international films. We've got very, very deep catalogs in that sort of thing.
So you've been open for about 2 months. How's it going?
It's going great. We have a membership-based model where people pay us a monthly fee, and then they have a limited number of items they can have out at a time. And beyond that, there's no late fees or rental fees. And I think that model has really excited people. We've had, you know, well over 100 people sign up, and many other curiosity seekers and browsers come in. So that old vibe of the video store as a meeting place has sort of been rekindled in a really beautiful way.
That's Eric Hatch. On the Record on WYPR, I'm Sheila Cast. Hatch is a member of the Baltimore Video Collective and one of the founders of the nonprofit Beyond Video, the new membership-based video rental shop located in the Remington neighborhood. And I want to bring in two other founders of Beyond Video, Joe Topea, who is a filmmaker and curator of films and photographs at the Maryland Historical Society. Welcome back to the show.
Hi, Sheila. Thanks for having us.
Sure. And Dave Baresi, also a founder of Beyond Video. Welcome.
Thank you.
There are kids today who have never set foot in a video rental shop. What are we missing from just getting our films from streaming platforms or libraries or big box stores?
Well, I think we're missing a sense of community that Eric spoke a little bit about earlier. Like Video American was a destination place. I remember working Friday and Saturday shifts, and you'd see people come in before, you know, starting their night or planning their weekend, walking out with, like, you know, six titles, and you could just sort of imagine what the rest of their weekend was going to be like. But, you know, a sense of community where you could stop and talk to someone about films. You're not sure exactly what you want to see, but you have a vague idea. So I think that's what kids today are missing. And I think that's what Beyond Video offers that places like Netflix or HBO or Hulu just can't touch.
So it's all about community, Dave?
I think not just community. I think there's also the ability to browse that's really valuable. And I think you just running your fingers across the shelf and seeing all of the directors' names in front of you, you're able to make connections in your head that you might not otherwise make or a computer might not make for you. If you're just browsing on the internet, and you really learn about film in a very meaningful way. And even just overhearing conversations, recommendations being made, or you can ask the staff for their recommendations, you could talk to other customers. All of that is, I guess, that it's building on community, but it's actually learning too about basically the history and the present of film.
Yeah. Well, yeah. One thing we talk about frequently is how exhausting it feels to be browsing online, you know, and how often you're looking for one particular thing and can't find it and you settle. Whereas in a video store, I think it's really fulfilling and pleasurable to browse.
Well, tell me, as film buffs, when someone comes in looking for something, what questions do you ask to help you figure out what to recommend? Joe?
I might start with asking what mood they're in or what their top three or five favorite movies are and work from there.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, we're going to find probably common ground with anyone who comes in because we all, you know, love not just highbrow films, but genre films and action films, Hollywood films. So whatever anyone says that they love, we can spark something in our mind as far as a great experience we had and put them down that path.
Yeah, I think just asking what the last thing they saw that they really loved is often a great way to just start a chain. And you often see customers returning. And if you've seen them several times, you know the thread that they've been following, either one director's work or maybe just, you know, very obscure topical type of movie, either a history movie or they want a war movie or maybe just the history of a certain, you know, part of the world. Anything like that is often something that you want to cultivate in them, and it's exciting to see it happen.
So, Dave, you not only remember the customers or their members of the video, you remember their history.
Oftentimes, yeah. I mean, you kind of can't help it, and it's not a promise that we make, but it's definitely something that triggers something for all of us.
How big is the membership at this point?
close to 200 members, I would say.
Yeah, we're a little over 200, I think. Yeah. That's.
And when are you actually open? When can they come to browse?
We are open currently Friday through Sunday from 3 p.m. to 9 p.m. Very soon, we may start opening on Thursdays. It's a possibility. But you can check our website for hours or follow us on the various social medias.
So on a typical Friday night, Saturday night, how many people am I going to bump into?
We've had several dozen people in the store at the same time the last couple weekends. It's been pretty crowded in a fun way, bustling way. Maybe if you come right at 3 o'clock, if you're scared of a crowd, that might be your best window. But otherwise, it's fuller than I remember, seeing a video store in many years.
And it is a small row house. It's very cozy, and there have been times when it's been very packed. But it's fun. It's not an uncomfortable kind of packed.
And this row house, Joe, has a history.
Yes.
As a record store.
Previously, it was Reptilian Records, which moved to Remington from its old location in Fells Point, where it was an institution.
Part of the reason for starting Beyond Video is to gather physical copies of films. Why is this important?
I think it sort of goes back to what I was saying earlier about, behind the scenes, the rights of film catalogs are changing hands rapidly. And we had situations where, like, a lot of people subscribed to Hulu years ago because you could access the Criterion channel there, the Criterion catalog, I should say, which is like a prestige label of world cinema. Then Hulu lost the rights because this new entity called Filmstruck arose, and that's where you would have to go to see the Criterion films. Then Filmstruck collapsed, and now Criterion has announced they're starting their own channel. And don't get me wrong, I love Criterion, and I think they're, one of the better forces in home video, but you don't have to worry about that in a video store. We've got them all on a shelf no matter what.
But you do have the responsibility for physically preserving all these DVDs that you have collected. I'm thinking of the Fire at the Book thing. I mean, what?
They're an imperfect medium for sure. It's very easy to scratch DVDs. And one of the first investments we made was in a resurfacing machine so that when people do scratch them, we can pretty quickly get them back into rotation.
That's cool.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's an imperfect medium, though. Like books, they catch fire.
But, I think we have about a 98% or higher success rate with the everything playing smoothly, which I think compares favorably to streaming when you think about all the times your internet is frozen on you and whatnot.
Right.
Okay, before I lose you, I want to ask, can you give us some recommendations? Dave, you start.
Oh, I guess from our store, the last thing that I really enjoyed was a Millennium Mambo by Haoshou Shen. I think I'm saying his name right. He's a Taiwanese director who was very prolific in the late 90s and 2000s, and just a very exciting picture of the present moment in 2001 and just a lot of neon and a lot of street scenes and sort of gritty life, but just felt like a poem about what it's like to live in the now.
Joe Toprea, either a favorite of yours or something that's really popular at Beyond Video.
I'm blanking on anything current, so I'm going to go with a house favorites pick. One of my favorite films of all time is called Greaser's Palace. It's a Western comedy, absurdist musical produced and directed by Robert Downey Sr. And if you like Westerns and you have a high tolerance for absurdist humor, it's a great film.
It sounds very strange. Eric?
Well, when you ask what's popular, one of the things that's been awesome to see is how things are flying off the shelf at the director's wall. And there's two directors I love, Claire Denis, who I mentioned earlier, and Lucretia Martel from Argentina, that we have pretty much all their films that have been issued on home video, and they're just flying off the shelf. So catch those when you can. And another favorite film of mine is Possession, which is very hard to find on streaming services. It's a early 80s RDE horror movie with Isabella Gianni and Sam Neill. And, we have a beautiful velvet box Blu-ray set of that I love to see rent.
It sounds like you're having fun. I appreciate your telling us about it. Thanks.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Eric Hatch, Joe Toprea, Dave Baresi are members of the Baltimore Video Collective and founders of Beyond Video, the new membership video store. Beyond Video is located at 2545 North Howard Street in Baltimore. At the On the Record page at WIPR.org, we have a link to how to become a member of Beyond Video. And now a quick break and then a Stoop story. I'm Sheila Cass. Don't go away.
Thanks for listening to this segment of On the Record with Sheila Cast. You can catch the show on the radio Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 10 a.m. on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station. And you can support On the Record and all the other public radio programs that WYPR brings to you. Just click the donate link at the top of WYPR.org. And thanks.